This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Their kind of was like this. They said a person grows up, is strong, is able, he can do what he wants to do. When you come along and you say, no, it's not nice, you're crushing, you're destroying a metzias, you're destroying its metzias. What do you mean? I can go and I can take what I want to take. I can steal the women I want to because I'm strong, I'm powerful. That's the metzias of this world. To take something and to twist its metzias, to destroy its metzias, is a pagam. In other words, ideologically, one of Hitler's highness was that the Jews imposed conscience on the world. It's an imposition. The strong, powerful pagan is realizing this world. We don't need. In other words, the natural philosophy of a person, the natural behavior of a person is that things should realize their metzias. And the metzias of a tough and strong, human being is Yadav Bakov Yad Kovboy, and he's shaylet. That is his metzias. And it's axiomatic that destroying something metzias is evil. It's wrong. When you put unnatural fetters on a person, every person wants freedom. Every person wants his metzias, and you're unnaturally fettering the human by putting all sorts of artificial rules and regulations. Just like everybody understands that in a jungle, the natural mahalach is the weaker animals die out, they become food for the stronger animals, and that's how the jungle lives and survives. That is the jungle. That's what a person is. And there's a certain, I mean, that's why the Greeks were very upset with Mila. If the way things are is the natural beauty, to take a human body and to cut it is an abomination. You're doing something bad to it. You're being pagan in something that was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, yes. But that's the metzias of this world is a physical world, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a physical world, he wanted it to create its metzias, and that is what it is. That was the taina of Esav. And Esav is Mizgoya Bibirchasai. Hayadayim the Esav is a bracha. Yaakov deheres it. Yaakov's taina is not the cholzoi of the fat. Yaakov's taina is much deeper than that. Yaakov's metzias is called Yaakov Chevel Nachlosai. Yaakov is the rope that the Kashal the Lama Sefer Shachaim says. Yaakov is the Priya Chatichoi that goes through the all of them. Yaakov Avinu deheres it Tzuras Adam, very different than Esav deheres it. He's also Moedah. Everyone's Moedah that the Messias of a thing should be realized to its greatest possibility. Yaakov deheres the Messias of Adam as a Ruach and a Nefesh together, and a Guf together. That's his deher of Adam. And the Nela, the mouth, is the Sheirish of it. The mouth is the Sheirish of it because the mouth is something which, like the Maral says all over, it's the only kli that's mechabed in a very clear way, the pnim and the chutz. It's the thing that allows it takes machshavas and expresses them through physical kelim. But that's only on a very halomidic oifen. It's not a full gili of it. The full gili is when you express that same inyan in your dime as well. So let's just recap it a second to the nekudah I want to bring out. It's not the pshat that Yaakov is machnia the guf to the nefesh. It says the Yaakov is goya b'yirushosai. That's what it's all. Gaivat means he sees in it the realization of itself. Shenemba Nitzak al-Hashem v'seinu, that's the realization of our metzias is that we have in ourselves, we're attached to something bigger than ourselves. That, it's not that I'm dependent on an outsider for help. I'm dependent for, this is me, because that's my mitzvah is simply Yad HaRicht of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's mizgoyer, but it says, Mikoy Godel, Kashem Lekein HaKoyim Elo B'chol Kareinu, that we're a goy godel because we're Koyim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we dehear HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an other, so then you're right. Then what do you want if your mommy to ask your mommy to help you? Muslim Adav Adayma. If somebody runs to his mommy to help him fight the other kid, he's a coward. But let's say somebody is a very bright kid, and he invents some sort of gun or klizayin that he pulls out when the other guy's attacking him and wins. So he's not going to say, well, you're a coward. You're not fighting with your hands. You're fighting with the special gun that you invented. I'm fighting with my head. It's my head. This is me. This is my Matthias. Your Matthias is only a pair of two hands. I have brains, and my brains are fighting you. When a person wins with strategy, he's not a coward. He's a chacham. He's winning because he's the chacham. It's only when you appeal to something that's outside or external or an altered Matthias, that's when you deher the thing.
Showing
shows. It's 12 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. So I say to, as I say to the person, I can't believe it. It looks too dark for 1 o'clock. But the watch says so. So I do is I take a different watch. I take the clock that's the master clock, and I sell it to, and I say, this clock is krum. It's 1 o'clock, and the master clock, it says it's 4 o'clock. So the word is, if your entire world is this world, emes is this world. So emes says that you promised it to Esav, and you think Esav deserves a bracha, so that's the emes. And if somebody tries to twist it, he's twisting the emes. If emes lies in a tzustel, this world, Matthias, is a din, which means the ability to stell itself to a standard. And the emes lies on top. Yaakov was mechabed the emes to this world. The emes is that Yaakov is the b'chor, that the brachas belong to Yaakov. So the stelling suit this world to the emes lamala is emes. If you measure emes and sheker in this world parameters, if emes and sheker is on this world parameters, then you have a problem. This world, the way the things work out, it seems that Esav should get the brachas. But if your Matthias is stelling things to the way they should be lamala, that's a different Matthias. I want to go back to the main nekuda. The triumph of Yaakov against Esav, against Amalek, is not. It's the pshat, not that a person is levatal daita HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does what he ought to do, the kfir. So then that Esav's taina is a good taina. A ben chayrin is we somehow the her axiomatically that a ben chayrin is. That Chayrus is right, and that Chayrin is good, and Abdus is bad. Abdus is not a good Matthias. But if we deher the shlemus of the Matthias Adam, that Adam is the etzem, a three-tiered being. And if a person lives only, if the emes is dictated by his guf, and he stells suit to his guf's ritzainis, then he's cut off two-thirds of himself. So when a person is mechab himself tol yoinim, when a person listens to the emes outside, his metzias becomes a shleimistik of metzias. It's not the pshat he allows himself to be dictated by somebody else. His own metzias dehez itself, and that tzuras adam is a three dimensional tzura. If he was to take everything just from the goof, then he wouldn't. He doesn't realize. Then he's not realizing his own metzias. Yaakov is misguided. He's not saying, well, I'm not so independent. I've got to touch base on Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, my metzias incorporates a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well to it. Into it. That's why Yaakov is misguided b'chelkei. The place where, you know, in the Nitzachim of Kaiser of Amalek that we had in Purim includes that the hair that it's the pshat the Klal Yisrael was the hair its metzias as being to something above it. And that's why there was a difference between the Kofleim Hanke Gigis or over here. It's at the end of the day, they also were in a pickle. It wasn't the Pshat Kilu that they were strolling along and they said, ah. I said, but there's a difference between when you deherit within yourself, when you deherit by introspecting and asking yourself, who am I? What am I? Versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you who you are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he's Kofleim Hanke Gigis. Basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you bring the Vatnes of to an outsider, to something that came out Milamalamata. When Kaisel beheaded that, then they beheaded that their own Messias is a Messias Mechuberis, a Mechusheris. So the ultimate in the Nakuda of Mohammed and Yitzchak is not whether we listen to Kadosh Baruch or not, but whether we're Mizgoya B'Yosh Hoseinu or not. If a person is Mizgoya B'Fiv, understanding that Lo Yalechem Levad Yechiyo Adam, that there's a that the person is much bigger, but Mela, realizing your tsura means incorporating all those shlavim, then a person that has that's where a person that has the emes against Amalek. Any shams?
Just I don't understand properly this nekuda of tefillah. Rebbe is saying that it's an inyan that you still that the kilo. A person incorporates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other rest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? I mean, how do you ask? The ask automatically means that you're... I mean, let's take the Lashon of the Ka'oni Ba'Pesach. I mean, what...
But, no, it means like this. If a person... HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to... that his avoider in the world is not only to do the goof, but to bring in the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, he created a goof and a neshama in it. When a person does something, when Kli Yisrael made the Mishkan, and there was no Hashuras HaShchina, they were mispalel, and there came Hashuras HaShchina, every time you do a pu'ula, the ma'aseh that you do is the guf ha'pu'ula. The tefillah brings the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the neshama of the pu'ula. It's kind of, when a person does things that are oiske halten with this world's klalim, and that's where the matzliach, there's a yesh miyesh to it. When a person does something and there's a sense of a bracha minal in what he's doing, then he's bringing a shefa of a likus into it, parallel to the neshama that's in a person. So when I do something b'yadayim u'betfila, I'm the whole thing takes on a tsura of something that has a bracha, a sim bracha makar from el yayim. The tefila is not it's meant to bring in this chelik of Ha'arizponim and Hashpah Magad Baruch Hu to be memalat with Teichem. It's not replacing the Yadayim. When I daven for Parnasa, I say Baruch Aleinu, the same bracha, the Baruch Hashanim. I'm being misfollowed for some sort of neshama, so to speak, to fill my ma'is Yadayim. Binoyam Hashem Aleinu, or Ma'aseh Kon Aleinu, Ma'aseh Kon Aleinu. I want that my dvarim should be mitzchein, and the mele it's a derivative from him. Mm-hmm. I'm not replacing my asiya with it. I'm incorporating it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, somebody told me a very fascinating thing today. There's somebody here, an old physicist, a nephew of Fragenfeld and Mendelwitz, and he had a chava who was nifted very recently, Dr. Rosenfeld. Also, a very big physicist, he was instrumental in some of the things for the computers, some of the more fundamental circuits, I think. I don't remember what he was. But he said the following. He said, you know, everyone knows that in the Megillah, there is no mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, because it's Behesta. He went and checked the gematria of every word in the Megillah. I assume he had a computer program. I don't assume that he did it by hand. Except for the number one, which is impossible to get a gematria out of, or two, but from the first number you get a gematria, you have all the numbers, pull the last numbers, in a normal curve like every other thing. There are only two numbers that are not in the Megillah, and that's the two gematrias that don't exist in the Megillah: 26, which is Shem Avaya, and 65, which is the Shem of Atmos. So it's Anoichi Hasta Asta. Not only isn't the name mentioned, but not even a remes that is mentioned. just extraordinary. The Islam, everybody has his angle, but it's double pella. It's a double hester. There's a hester that doesn't say, and it's not even there. Bir mizah. And next week we'll do it at the regular time.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll try to make it the hour earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And I guess a kayak for being mistaken in the Simcha. Okay, call them. Bye.